I think that sometimes I'm so disassociated with reality. Let's discuss.
Revolves around themselves, like, but everyone, it can't, like,
always. I mean, and that's what I was talking about, where I felt like my reality is skewed simply because, like, my world revolves around me. I don't mind compromising, but it takes me a lot to compromise.
Yeah.
And it's like, why do I feel entitled to people or to not compromising? Like, why is that my vice?
I don't know, but it's like you have to be selfish, because if you're not, then people take advantage of you.
I think I'm the person who takes advantage of people.
I think I do too, but like,
to a certain extent. It's like, I never go over bounds, like, or over the top with it or anything. Like, I'm not asking for like a grand.
I just want attention all the time.
And that's part of my problem too, because like, I'm simple. I'm like, if I miss somebody, I'll call or text them.
Mm-hmm.
My thing though is like, I've been calling or texting you.
You haven't answered, so where are you at? I thought we were on the same page.
And then when I ask you, like, so are you not trying to get to know me? Because you haven't returned my call or sent me a polite, you know, response back, like, hey, I'm busy and none of that. Like, I'm assuming you're not interested. But, like, that's creating my own narrative in my head, which I do all the time. Because these niggas don't give answers. And I just be so over people.
Same. Like, I really do think, like, when I was in the bathroom on Sunday, I was like, oh, nobody wants me here. And then I'm like, okay, this isn't about me. And I'm like, oh, but it is about me right now, because I'm fucking tripping. Like,
By the way, guys, this is Destiny. One of the greatest destinies you'll ever meet in your life.
Aww.
She's pretty awesome.
Thanks.
But yeah, anxiety, overthinking, all of that.
So it happens. It makes me so mad when I get like anxiety attacks, because it's like, I was good.
Mm-hmm.
This was 100, mm-hmm. and then it just something switches, and it's like, oh shit.
Maybe I'm also slight bipolar. Not saying that you're bipolar or anything, but like, I was watching that show Modern Love on Amazon Prime.
Yeah,
really beautiful, great show.
I've seen it.
There was that one episode
with Anne Hathaway.
Yes, mm-hmm. where she was fine 1 minute, and then the next.
That's how I be feeling.
She just was climbing into bed and just like went. But I think, you know, to a certain extent, everybody is kind of like that. Mm-hmm. You know, just some people, we have stronger minds than others to mm-hmm. recognize where we're at.
Some people are down longer. Some people mm-hmm. are up longer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would say the same for me. Like, if I am bipolar, my bipolarness keeps me in the high parts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm always high frequency or functioning. And then when it's low, but it's like temporary low. Like, just needs to be a moment while I, like, reconnect with myself.
How long would you say, like, the low, like, would you say, like, it was like a couple days, or like 1 day, or like
hours to like 1 day? So like this morning, like, I came in, but I think it was mainly because I was tired
and probably hungry.
Yeah, hungry, kind of annoyed. Did you hear about Arthur? Do you know who Arthur is?
Yeah, I did. I know who he is. What happened?
He passed.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He passed in his sleep this past weekend.
Wow, I just saw him on Saturday morning.
I was just talking about him yesterday. In Village of Skokie called to do, like, I guess a wellness check on him. I don't know what kind of housing. I don't know if they were actually checking on him or not. I just know he lives in Skokie, so I'm, like, putting two and two together.
Yeah, wow.
I guess he didn't call in, like, on Friday or, like, something else. But you say you talked to him or saw him on Saturday?
It was Friday or Saturday.
It's crazy, though. Like, something happened to another resident yesterday, and I thought Arthur still lived here, and they said it was somebody who works in laundry, but the person was in the laundry room up on the fourth floor, so it's like mixed communication. Mm-hmm. And I immediately thought Arthur, and I was just like, ugh, but it's that made me sad, kind of, and like down this morning, and it's just like death
is so scary. Like it really scares me.
I'm just afraid of dying prematurely.
I'm not afraid of dying prematurely. I'm afraid of losing someone prematurely. Like, I haven't lost anyone close to me, so, like...
I was talking about that yesterday.
I don't know what to do when it happens. That's also why I was freaking out on Sunday, because I was like...
She's getting older, life...
His grandma literally passed 2 weeks ago, and, like, it was so abrupt. I was here at work, and he called me, like, he was calling me, I don't know, 20 times, and I answered, and then I just started bawling in the gym, and I was like, bruh. I gotta go. Okay.
But no, I feel you.
It's, I don't know what even to think or do or say. Like,
I never have an answer, especially when it comes to this, because everybody grieves differently and mm-hmm. takes on death differently. And what I was saying in the conversation yesterday was, like, my faith in God, Jesus, all that, you know, changed a whole bunch for me a few years ago when, like, my cousin, who was like a brother to me, was killed, and how he was murdered so violently, and he was such a good guy. He took people in, gave people money.
Wow.
A great person. So it's just like, why do good things happen to bad people? Happen I mean, good time. People, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
why
do, yeah. Why do bad things happen? Bad things to good people all the time.
And then it was like, he passed. So earlier in the year, in, 2015, his mom had got diagnosed with, like, uterine cancer.
Wow.
He passes, and that's in January.
Mm-hmm.
He passes in, his birthday's in June, but he passed in August.
Wow.
A few months later, my uncle, who I was really close to, passed in, like, September or, like, October. So it was just like, bah, bah, bah.
Yeah. In one year.
Yeah. And, like, when he passed, like, I just questioned the faith and all that so mm-hmm. much. And just, like, really
because
went into
you're like,
my
why
head.
Would you take these people away?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, it's not God taking them away. Obviously, ain't nothing but the devil.
Well, no. See, I think that's a mixed thing, too. Like, I feel like if there is a God who is higher and outside of ourselves, because I do kind of believe that, like, God is
within.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That he does things for blessings and lessons as well. Like,
lessons for sure.
They passed, and I feel like that brought family closer together. I'm talking to people I haven't talked to or seen in forever.
Yeah, you have
reconnecting those dots, mm-hmm. and it's like those wouldn't have happened if those people would have passed.
Mm-hmm. And it's unfortunate that it has to be under those circumstances.
Yeah.
But I guess it is a real lesson.
Yes. I don't know.
You have to make sure you cherish your family.
Yeah, and I don't, because I'm like, I'm independent. I don't need y'all until I need y'all.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when somebody may not want to feel the need to be used.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Me and Destiny talked about a lot of things, from family members close to me passing, to coworkers in different departments passing, to just feeling comfortable with taking up space and knowing that we're valuable, and overthinking things sometimes. And that sometimes some things are just not about us, and we internalize that and then in turn create a narrative that wouldn't have existed if we didn't try and piece things together that don't fit together. It's so real out here. Like I mentioned, we really be creating our own narratives in our head, and then we be mad when these things don't come into fruition, you know, or don't play out how we were, you know, planning for them to. Great example. Tyler, the Creator, just had his annual Flognog fucking festival. Why was the crowd mad as fuck that his secret guest that he brought out was Drake instead of being Frank Ocean? Like, what is wrong with us? Nobody dropped any type of inklings or thoughts that it would be Frank. But yet, here we go, Drake performing, people mad that it wasn't Frank. And when Drake came back out to do an encore, that it wasn't Frank Ocean coming. Frank was probably there, and shit, if he wasn't, so the fuck what? Frank ain't all of Odd Future. Frank dropped Odd Future and did his own thing, you know? But, like, it was an amicable split. I say all that to say, like, well, just listen to this.
Love, no, make some noise for yourself tonight. You know, I'm gonna tell you, like I said, I'm here for you tonight. If you want to keep going, I will keep going tonight. What's up? If you want to keep going, I will keep going tonight. But look, it's been love. I love y'all. I go by the name of Drake. Thank you for having me.
That's really fucked up, though, of, like, the audience, and, like, that wasn't even all of it. I guess, like, throughout his set, people were booing and stuff,
But it goes back to my point of when we create this narrative in our heads about something because we want it to go in a particular way. And when it doesn't, you know, that throws us off, or we just feel disrespected or just slighted in the least, even though this is what we created. Psychologists use the term cognitive distortions to describe irrational, inflated thoughts or beliefs that distort a person's perception of reality, usually in a negative way. Cognitive distortions are common but can be hard to recognize if you do not know what to look for. Many occur as automatic thoughts. So skewed reality shows up in different ways. You know, it can be anxiety or fear or feeling that you just want to shut the world out and stay to yourself. And however that looks. Fear is such a powerful thing. It will convince you that you're not worthy of doing things, of experiencing things, of being with someone, of going somewhere, and will trap you in your head. I think part of me being detached from reality at times is because I'm so in my head and I'm going through the different scenarios, and then a negative thought pops in and then just takes over, you know, and tells me that I'm not good enough, I shouldn't try it, I'm not going anywhere, I'm too broke, you know, just a bunch of negative things. And I literally sometimes have to tell myself no out loud, because it's like, I know I don't believe these things, but a part of my brain or part of my psyche has convinced myself that I'm not worthy of these things. And it goes back to that point of cognitive distortion, which is your mind creating things that you know aren't real. And fear manifests itself in different ways. Like when you're depressed, it's literally you convincing yourself that you're not worthy of being happy or being in a different state of mind. And depression looks different for everybody. You know, not cleaning up, you know, living in a space full of dishes, clothes piled up, and just chaos in your space. Or, you know, being just really tired and just wanting to climb in bed all the time and just sleep your problems away while they still pile up. Fear has infiltrated all cultures, all walks of life. Doesn't care what you look like, what you do, who you are, anything like that. But many have figured out how to silence that fear or just not give it any power. You know, you could do all the positive reading, all the positive words of affirmation, talk to therapists, do all that. But if you really don't believe that you're healing or growing or stepping outside of that fear or around that fear, then you're literally just wasting your time, because I feel like it just really has to come from a genuine place within inside yourself. You have to want more for yourself, want better for yourself. Be honest with yourself. You know, sometimes like that fear is rooted on something that's like valid. Like you did something wrong and somebody called you out on it. So then you feel like if you were to try it again, it's going to still be wrong. But in reality, like you wouldn't know unless you actually tried and put in some effort and took some time to study, you know? Our mentals are so sensitive nowadays. Take a second. Take a deep breath in and out. Repeat 3 times. Tell yourself it's okay. You're going to get through it. You're aware of where you're at. And you just need time to process. With that being said, have a good one. We'll chat soon.